Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, magic makers, it's this week's iTunes review. Amy W. Fitness says, Kim knows her stuff, keeps it real on all levels, 5 stars. Awesome podcast series on relatable topics that women deal with. Kim's advice, along with her sense of humor, is what everyone needs to find their fit girl magic. Well, thank you so much, Amy W. Fitness. That warms my heart. If you haven't yet left your review, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit rate, and then hopefully it's a 5-star hint, and leave me a review. Thanks.
All right. So, you know, whenever you bring up the topic of water, hydration, everyone was like, oh my God, I know I need to drink more water. I need to stay hydrated. And, you know, I love the excuses that I hear why people don't drink more water, you know, makes me pee all the time, it doesn't taste good, doesn't taste like coffee, doesn't taste like a margarita. I totally get that. You know, nothing comes between me and my coffee. But here's the thing, and we all know, water is key. Water is life. Like, without water, I think it says we could last longer without food than we can without water. I don't know the full stats, so if someone knows the stats, hit me up on that. But water is the key to life. And, you know, one of the main reasons why people tell me they don't drink water is they don't have time to drink water. And I get it, because I know that sometimes I could be sitting here at my desk and my water is sitting right here, right next to me. And I don't know why, I just don't reach over and grab it. And over the course of this show, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks and hacks in order for you to start, you know, making sure you get water into your life. So here is, you know, maybe you say you need to drink water, but you think you're doing okay with your water. And how do you know when you're not doing okay with your water? All right. I know no one wants to hear this. No one wants to talk about it, but constipation, right? Poop. And if you aren't pooping, you're dehydrated. And that's your body's way of saying, I don't have enough water to keep everything else going. And elimination is, you know, doesn't rank high on the list of keeping your brain going and your heart going. So I'm going to hold on to your poop until you have enough water in your system to let it go out naturally. Or, you know, maybe you are pooping, but it's not a full poop. You know, it's not the way, if you look at the Bristol stool guide, and I'll put a link in the show notes, the Bristol stool guide, you'll be able to see like how your poop is supposed to look. And it'll tell you, you know, if you're constipated or not constipated or ate something bad. It's, you know, they went a full detail into poop. So if you want to know more about the poop, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Heartburn, right? One of the reasons why you get heartburn is your digestive juices in your stomach are flaring up. That's the word. Flaring up is the word I was looking for. So your digestive juices are flaring up. And when your digestive juices flare up, they come right up your esophagus. And when it starts to come up your esophagus, that's when we start to feel the heartburn. It's because your digestive juices are supposed to be down here in your stomach, not up, all up, coming up into your throat. So when it does come into your throat, it's your body doesn't have enough water in there to dilute the hydrochloric acids that are in your stomach. So one of the causes of heartburn, other than, you know, someone, you eat something too spicy or tomatoes, or, you know, we all have triggers that, you know, set off our heartburn. But one of the things, especially if you wake up in the morning with heartburn, it's a sign of dehydration. Salt cravings, right? Our body, salt is what our body uses to help absorb hydration. That's the word I'm looking for. Helping to absorb hydration. When I don't have enough hydration, my body's starting to crave the salt, because the salt is going to help your body to hold on to any liquid that comes into your system. Dry, itchy skin. You know, we're washing our hands way more, right? So you're probably going to experience a dry, itchy skin more. But I want you to think about a time when you weren't always washing your damn hands. Dry skin is a telltale sign for dehydration level. And so not looking just in your hands, but looking at other parts of your body. If your other parts of your body is starting to look a little scaly, a little ashy, then you need to start to really focus in on hydration level and using some lotion. Lotion is your friend year round. Moisturize that skin. If you're looking for a way to not show your age, your skin is your first way that shows your age. So hydration, moisturizing are key factors to making sure your skin looks ooey and dewy. Also, you know, first thing in the morning, look at your pee. You know, we've had, you know, at least 6 hours that we've been sleeping. Look at your pee. Turn around. Is it dark yellow? All pee should look like lemonade. If your pee is not looking like lemonade, then we have a problem. Then you are dehydrated. You might wake up with a headache. I know for me, from time to time, if I don't get enough water in, I wake up with a headache. And that's a sign that I'm like, oh, I didn't drink enough water yesterday. And it happens to me. You know, I'm never going to be that fitness person who's always like, I stand here on a pillar and my cape is blowing off the back of me and listen to everything I have to say. You know what? I got my stuff too. We all have our stuff. You know, it's kind of like you look on Pinterest and those people have those like picture perfect offices and those picture perfect living rooms. And you're like, girl, I need to look in your closet, because I know that closet is a hot old mess. So I share with you my warts, right? I want you to see my warts, because I want you to break free of this fantasy that like you're going to achieve this hydration, climb this hydration mountain, and all things will be cured. It don't work that way, girl. It don't work that way. The big thing here, and what I've always shared with you, you got to create a habit. You got to create a habit, and that habit comes from cues, triggers, that remind you to start doing that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, learning to brush your teeth, right? For those of you who have parents, your little ones, you know, it's not instinctive that like, I'm going to bed, brush my teeth. I'm waking up, brush my teeth. You know, those little ones, you got to be like, did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth? Let me smell your breath. Because, you know, they might just yes you to death, but you're like, oh, I got to need to smell your breath. I got to touch the tooth. Brush to make sure it's absolutely wet. You know, you got to do all the little tricks to like get them into the habit of starting to brush their teeth on a regular basis. The other thing is, when you start to hit those dehydration levels, in order to kind of like, you know, when you're at the dehydration level, I want you to think about like a drought, right? We all have seen like pictures of, or maybe, you know, you're in an area where there is a drought, but we've all seen the places where the earth is so dry, there's like cracks running off through it, right? That's dehydration. You know, the earth is like, I have no water and I'm cracking. So the same thing can happen for you. And when that does, what I really want you to focus in on is to, you might need some electrolytes, right? So electrolytes are just a way to really take all the moisture and bring it into your body, you know, in a quick way. And, you know, the best way I can think of electrolytes is everyone knows what Gatorade is, right? Gatorade back in the day, you know, was the Florida Gators, the University of Florida Gators, they were, you know, working, the football team was working out in like blistering hot heat, and, you know, people were dropping like flies, and they needed a way to keep their players hydrated during, you know, the hot summer practices. So it was literally, they put together like the salt water mixture to keep their players playing. And eventually they played around with the to give it like a good taste. They eventually found a way to make it have a good taste. But basically they were just trying to boost the electrolyte levels in their players. Now Gatorade is this big thing, and, you know, you dump it on people's heads, and it's now become it's very chemically laced, right? It still does what it does, right? The goal was to increase the electrolytes in your system so that when you were working out in, you know, warm weather conditions, you were able to go a little bit longer without, you know, maxing out. So that's really what electrolytes do. It just helps to your body to take in more water so that when you exercise, it can help to, you know, when we exercise, we sweat, right? And if you're working out in a high humidity, high temperature, and, like, you know, let's just say the South, if you've never been to the South in July or August, you don't know what humidity or heat is. But that's what electrolyte does. And so if you are in that dehydrated state, having some electrolytes could be a nice way to start to build up, back up the reserves in your system. All right. So, you know, people are always like, oh, how much water do I need to drink? You know, it was that old adage, you needed to drink eight glasses of 8 ounces of water a day. So one of the things I've always heard that I think is a good benchmark, you know, is to take your weight. I'm keeping this simple because I am horrible at math in my head. So if you weighed 100 pounds, I'm going to take that and divide it by two. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you need 50 ounces of water in a day. So then if I take 50 ounces and divide it by 8 ounces, which is the average glass of water, so 50 divided by 8, so that's roughly 6-ish glasses of water a day. If I did the math wrong, someone call me out on it, because math in my head ain't the best. Hang on. Let me just do it right now so that we all can sleep tight. Okay, maybe just me, sleep tight, that knowing that I'm not lying to you in public. Okay, so then I said 100 pounds divided by two, so that's 50 ounces of water. So then 8 ounces of water. Oh, look at me, I was pretty good. So that's basically 6 1/4 glasses of water. So that's 8 ounces of water. And, you know, we all know that, you know, I don't know how many glasses nowadays are in 8 ounces. I think 16 is the rough guide of water. So one of the things you can do, you know, if you find that you are dehydrated, or just a way to kick off your day, is to add like just a sprinkle of Himalayan sea salt. Himalayan sea salt is shown to help to have the natural electrolyte properties. Now, here's the thing about Himalayan sea salt. I don't want you to put in so much that you're drinking salt water. It's literally just a sprinkle of water. You could, I've seen other people actually take, you know, those big mason jars, and they put about, they fill the bottom of it with Himalayan sea salt. Then they put water on top and let the sea salts evaporate into the water. And they usually will take out a tablespoon or two and put it into regular water. And that's their way of using the kind of natural electrolytes with it. The other thing I've seen people do to help boost the electrolytes, everyone's knows about, you know, put lemon in your water, it tastes better, all that jazz. But if you, you know, put a bunch of lemons in your water, throw it in the refrigerator, another way to get that natural electrolytes. The same thing with chia seeds. You put chia seeds, you don't have to drink the chia seeds because they get like gooey when you soak them in water, but that also helps to give you that natural electrolyte boost, and also helps you to absorb the water. You know, so many people say, you know, oh, I just don't make the time for water, blah, blah, blah. One of the best ways that I started with water is, you know, I told you that you had to make it a habit, right? You had to find a way, and most habits start with a trigger. You know, there needed to be a trigger to get you to drink water. So I heard this one from Shalene Johnson, and I was like, huh, interesting. And I started doing it, and it turned out to be a really good suggestion. So thank you, Shalene. So what she does is she would actually put a bottle of water in her bathroom. And so I don't drink bottled water, the whole BPA thing. I don't drink any bottled water unless I'm forced. And so what I started to do was I would take this water bottle and I would fill it up and I would put a couple ice cubes in it and I would put it in my bathroom and I would leave it on my bathroom sink. And I would wake up in the morning, and while I was getting dressed to go to the gym, I would drink my water. And now, would I finish that whole big thing of water? No. But I would at least get down probably, I'd say, six to eight ounces while I was getting dressed. So it's kick-started my day with water. Then, you know, I would also take that water with me, you know, when I went downstairs, and I would have a cup of coffee. Then I would have another glass of water before I had my second cup of coffee. And it was my way of saying, you know, like my trigger was I was getting up, getting dressed. So that was one trigger to have the water. My second trigger was I had a cup of coffee, and then I would have a water, and then I would have another cup of coffee. So I was starting to add two times during the day that I was, you know, visually reminded, because I had that water bottle on my my bathroom sink, and you know, there's really nothing else on my bathroom sink. Then I was also like, I said, you know, if I want that second cup of coffee, I have to have a glass of water. The other things, I work out in the morning, so I'm typically like, I'm most likely to be continuing drinking my water while I work out. So my goal is by the time I'm done, you know, my morning process, I've at least finished my big jug of water. And my big jug of water is 32 ounces. So that my goal is, you know, by, you know, 9 a.m. I've got 32 ounces of water in my system. And so now if I was in trying to get in my 50 ounces of water, there I am. I'm more than halfway to my 50 ounces of water. The other trigger that I use is I typically teach at lunchtime. So I always say to myself, you know, I'm going to drink at least half of that jug of water while I teach class. So that way, like, my goal is I want to be able to get in my 50 ounces before dinner time, right? Because so the other thing people will tell me is like, girl, if I drink all this damn water, I'm peeing all the time, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, and then I can't go back to bed, blah, 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 blah. I hear you. So one of the things I always challenge my girls when they tell me, hey, I'm up all the damn night peeing, I say, oh, can you do me a favor and kind of track like when you stop drinking? Like if you're probably going to have, you know, more drink with water. You're probably going to have a drink of water with dinner or some liquid with dinner. So if you're eating, you know, between 5 and 8 p.m., see how that is, right? And so maybe you need to like only have 4 ounces of liquid with dinner, or maybe you need to move your dinner up so that you're not drinking so much, but just kind of play with like, where do you stop having liquids or a large quantity of liquid so that you're not up all damn night? Because I know, I get it. You know, we all play that game. You're laying in bed and you're like, oh my God, if I just roll this way, but then if I roll this way, then if I roll that way, and then eventually you're like, I've spent more time thinking about where I need to roll that I'm awake, so I might as well just get up and pee. Anyone feel me on that? All right. And make sure you sip instead of chug, because a lot of people will talk to me about like, oh, I also feel so bloated when I drink water. And if I just sip the water versus chug the water, I shouldn't feel so bloated. I also get the question about, you know, hot water or room temperature water versus cold water. The Ayurvedic pr- principle. I think I said that correctly. I always blow the pronunciation on that. Principle is that they say it, cold water is cooling to your chi. I am of the school, if you want to subscribe to that, rock on with your bad self. I am of the school, whatever is going to get you to drink the water, that's how you're going to drink the water. It's really how I roll. If that is, you know, drinking room temperature water, you know, blows your hair back, rock on. If you need to have, you know, nice and ice cold water in order to drink it, rock on with your bad self. I also had this question, sparkling water versus regular water. Now, my thing with sparkling water is that, yeah, every once in a while, I need the bubbles on my tongue. Like it feels great. One isn't better than the other, but what I have told people is that one, if again, it could be a bloating issue. If you feel bloated with drinking sparkling water, maybe you need to scale back how many you drink. The other thing that I've heard, but you know, it's something that you have to decide if this is what your jam is. You know, there's so many kind of schools of thought, but if you are someone who monitors your pH level in your body, sparkling water can change that pH level. So that's something that you might want to consider. But again, you know, I always say there's, you know, we can major in the minors. And if out of all the things that you're doing in your health and that you're doing amazing in your health and you're drinking sparkling water, am I going to ding you on that? No. All right. Coconut water. Now, my big challenge with coconut water is that it's caloric. So we got to, you know, we got to look at the yin and the yang. But I also say that, you know, you can also sprinkle in some coconut water with regular water to give it taste, because so many people are like, it doesn't have taste, which leads me to hint water. You know, it has basically, this is how I describe hint water. It, for those people who don't want to put the fruit and the vegetables and all that other stuff in their own refrigerator and make their own, you know, mix, if you will. That's what hint does. That's what hint water has done. This woman had the same problem with water. She's like, she knew she needed to drink more water, and she started putting her own, you know, fruits and vegetable mixtures in it and started a business. So if you're someone who's like, yeah, I ain't got time for that, hint water is your best friend. The other thing, green tea, right? You can easily take some green tea, brew it, and have iced tea all day long, right? You know, I'm a tea junkie, so I love it. And as soon as I was researching for the show, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna start making myself some green tea. I love iced tea. Like that was like my jam. I love iced tea, and I'm gonna. I don't know why I got away from it, but I'm gonna start to make myself some green tea. You could also put some essential oils into it. You know, there's a number of different blends that you could put into it. You could put citrus and basil, strawberry and basil, lemon and basil, grapefruit and rosemary. You know, just a number. Make sure, you know, the thing about essential oils, I did a show a few weeks back. Make sure you're buying quality essential oils, especially if you're ingesting them. You don't want to just be buying them willy-nilly. You want good quality ones, especially if you're going to drink them. Veggies are great ways to get nutrition. They're good for nutrition, but they're also good for hydration. So think, okay, watermelon, duh. Like any melon has great water in it. So if you're looking for a way to get water in, it's also some nutrients in, these water-based fruits and vegetables are amazing. So zucchinis, cucumbers, tomatoes, pineapple, strawberries, lettuce, grapefruit, celery, blueberries, melons, they all are great for getting in that quality water hydration for you. The other one I recently, as I was doing research for this, I was like finding all these great ways to boost water's taste, because that was the big thing. Water tastes horrible. Oranges and cinnamon sticks. I was like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. next time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to make sure I get me some oranges and some cinnamon sticks, and I'm going to give this a try. All right. So, you know, as I like wrap this up, you know, I talked about, you know, electrolytes, you know, so I talked about the salts and so forth. Here's the, here's a DIY electrolyte, like it's electrolyte drink. Ah! Water, lemon, sea salt, and honey, right? That's a simple electrolyte drink, you know, especially now if you're in a, you know, high humidity, high heat environment, it could be a good thing, especially if you are one of those cuckoos who like to go out for a long jog on a 90 degree day. This could be the thing. I also have another product that I like to use. It's called Amped Hydrate. And I'll put the link in the show notes. Amped Hydrate is one of the products I use as my electrolytes. It's all natural. It doesn't have any high fructose corn syrup in it at all. It comes in two great tasting flavors. Coconut, actually it comes in three, four. Coconut, lemon lime, orange, and blue raspberry. So the kiddos will like it, and it's also healthier to give to them as well. I've already talked about some of the tricks that I use to increase my hydration, but I wanted to make sure I wrapped up the show with these last few. So I talked about the water bottle, putting it on your bathroom sink, right? You know, it can be the old school, actual water bottle, or, you know, if you have one of these, put it on the sink. I like this or the water bottle because it's not glass and it, you know, can't break in your bathroom. Buy a water bottle that makes you excited, that, you know, that you like looking at it, or put stickers on it or whatever it is, but make it so that you're excited about this water bottle. Maybe you drink at a specific time. You know, maybe it's like, you know, you drink before a meeting, you know, or, you know, you drink at 9 o'clock, you drink at 12 o'clock, you drink at 2 o'clock, right? So maybe you set a timer in your phone, whatever it is, to make sure that you are reminding yourself to drink. Maybe you have an app on your phone. I use Waterlogged. I know my Fitness Pal has a water tracker in there. And I do believe that Apple Watch does too. But if I'm wrong, I apologize about that. I don't have an Apple Watch, but they can track pretty much anything. So I got to assume they track hydration. You could also use a habit reminder. You know, I've always talked about, you know, don't break the chain. So you can kind of every day that you hit your water level, just hit yourself on that habit tracker. And, you know, maybe you give yourself a reward. You know, if you go 10 days, 15 days, 30 days, you know, hitting your water limit, you know, maybe you're like, all right, I'm going to go and buy myself, you know, a new outfit at, you know, Lululemon, whatever, you know, floats your boat. And, you know, the big thing is just keep checking, you know, is my pee clear? Am I constipated? You know, is my skin dry? You know, am I waking up with a headache? All of those are little subtle cues that you are dehydrated. So that's all I have for you. And I would love to hear your feedback on, you know, hydration. How are you doing with it? And what other tips and tricks and hacks do you have? You know, hit me up. You can always find me on Instagram. I am Kim Jefferson Coach. Shoot me a DM. I would love to hear, you know, what you are doing on hydration. All right. Have a fabulous day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.